we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. On the break, we're listening to Groove Tube and their song Money and Sex. I thought that was a good song considering what we're about to go into.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that song by the Groove Tube. On the second portion of the show, we unveiled, I feel, a very successful and well-executed brand new bit, Bitches Be Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that.
Whoa.
And we also did some Hitler in the church.
Yeah.
And a guy warning alcoholics that the cops are ahead. So we had a new bit, and we dusted off some classics with the Nazis and the drunks in the news.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, Uncle Larry, stop it. You're going to get in trouble. With the sign. You ready to go?
I don't know. You kind of just, like, put the parking brake on the show.
No, you did.
I didn't. I didn't say anything.
All right. Yeah, I know.
Joe didn't say anything.
And then you continue not to say anything.
We just wanted to let that marinate for the audience.
Great.
We wanted to give that the time that it deserved.
And there's that positivity we were looking for.
I did not say a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you can't help everybody. Sometimes things just suck. I can't lie to people. Just because you don't say an outfielder sucks when he drops the ball doesn't mean he still doesn't suck. You just don't say it.
Okay.
So I didn't say anything.
This has been brought to you by our leader, Davin. Want positivity.
Did you? You didn't have anything to add positive to
it. Because it stunk on ice. But
yeah.
I'm not
positively
stunk. I'm not the leader.
No, it's cute when you try.
No, I'm just going to stay here in a barrel for a while.
It's nice. Well, it's like a bird learning to fly. You know, in that case, it fell out of the nest and died. But whatever. You did what you could.
What are you going to do?
Things happen. Shall we do? That was disgustingly bad. You've had a lot of them tonight. Anyway.
You are an ass on this guy goes on. A leader.
I know.
What a pep talk.
Listen, the show is what the show is. Everybody hears it. I can't lie to them. I can be positive about the backroom nonsense. I can't be when something dies a horrible death like that did.
Well, you don't have to have a parade around it, then. You could continue on.
I didn't bring the homosexuals into it. Then everybody would notice.
What?
It was not
that kind of parade.
It was an Israeli day parade. Nobody noticed until you brought attention to it and did a report on it.
Well, maybe we could do another kind of parade. Something with Wilding or something.
Puerto Rican day parade. Okay, as you wish.
Now the both of you.
I'm just taking the lead from the most racist member of the show.
Oh, dear.
All right, let's do some Scam Busters. Scam Busters is brought to you by Surf Easy. Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online identity and privacy. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. We'll play some Scam Busters music right here. We'll cue up the music, and then we'll continue with our pal, Ann Jackson.
Let's see how much music we get through.
I don't know if we're going to get through a lot. You guys want to get through a decent amount of the show, and I'd like to get us here close to on time. I'd like for this music to cue up. There it is. It's just really low.
Busters!
That's enough.
Okay. You can always tell how much material he's got.
Yeah.
How
much time we have.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get us out of here close to on time. I mean, you know, be a nice change of pace. All right. So we'll go to our friend Ann Jackson, who, as fans of the show know, there's been quite the hubbub. Is she helping the scammers? She was deemed an expert by the anti-scam community. Or is she a scam victim?
Mm-hmm.
So we continue with this. Last week, and this group has felt that, the three of us have felt that she's a victim for quite some time.
Yeah.
So last week, she admitted that she felt she was being scammed, but she felt like these were real authorities, real Army, real FBI, real United Nations. So these were corrupt authorities, which is Joe very correctly pointed out. You know, it's got to be maddening to deal with it.
Yes.
And he was right, and it is. So we'll pick up with that.
Okay.
February 22nd, she writes to me. We got a lot from the 22nd. I'm going to expose the truth soon due to idiot IC3. Oh, yes, I will be leaving in the curses because you enjoyed it so much.
I do. It gives so much more the flavor of who she really is.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
All right, fine. I'm going to expose the truth soon due to idiot IC3 and Interpol. All I insist on is they must take responsibility for what they've done to the victims. They took the money from the victims. Before they ask the victims to open the case files, they have the responsibility to describe the situations about the total charge to the victims in the very beginning. Meaning before, you know, a victim's going to go through with this process, you should say, hey, this is going to cost you X amount.
Yeah.
Of course, if you're a scammer, the register keeps on running.
Well, it's like if this was really true, if any of this was true... I mean, and you were dealing with legitimate people. Yes, they do have the responsibility of telling you what, how much it's going to rack up.
Well, the scammers don't know. They're very hopeful that it'll be quite a bit. But they will adjust their game to fit your financial situation. Just remember, at the end of the day, your balance sheet will be zero. That is the game.
Well, we're going to tell you the charges are bogus.
I know.
No.
Yeah.
You're saying there's not a money laundering fee? this is why we can think of it as a scam. When I consulted the lawyer here, they told me the total charge about this case to me. It is obvious to see they are a fucking idiot. This is why I insulted them a lot. Now they are hiding and do not respond to the truth. This means they admit the truth. They are scammers. My case in UK, Jennifer Green, remember that's Parker Green's daughter,
right?
Cheated on me. She is 19. She took my money because these people have conspiracy. The evidence I have. Who is greedy? Who wants the funds? Brown Cotton told me many times that the funds, UK funds and Hong Kong funds, will hit to my account. But never. They always swear to me that the funds will be sure 100% to hit my account. But never. And that is how a reload scam works.
Well, but she got to remember, Jennifer Green got hit by a truck when she was walking.
I don't know if it was a truck. Well, we can't blame Tom's people.
I'm sorry. If that happened in real life, it's really sad. But I just have this cartoon picture of this woman walking across the street and poof, holding the bags
real.
Of money.
I saw the pictures. Dollars. There was little yellow birds floating right over her head.
Yeah,
it was real. It was like an anvil landed on the coyote.
It's an Acme.
The truck was made by Acme.
Yes.
Joe, no Looney Tunes?
I know. I
That's usually the opening for you.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just the story. I get very involved with this. I get very involved with my story.
I know. Please.
All my girls.
Sitting here munching popcorn. We're all agog.
No, because basically after having that interview with the gentleman from the bank saying what fees are, every time we go into this, I just think about that story. And that's why it looks like, if you saw me, it looks like I'm, you know, disenchanted with the story, but I'm very focused on it because I'm just looking at all. That's why I really didn't jump into that bit, because I'm focused on.
Now you have your listening face on.
Yes, I have my listening face on. Yes.
I won't describe the other faces Joe has.
Disgust, disillusion, depression. Yeah, right.
I'm going to add it. Never mind. Anyway. Read stupid. They inform me to pay for lots of money for tax clearances. Goes to what Joe was saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This destroys my real life. I want to expose the truth, and this is not fun games. They are real mafias. She's said all along that these are mafias. You know, it's a generic term.
Yeah.
I did not ask her to go to Scotland. Remember, Jennifer Green's on her way to Scotland. I did ask her to confirm the details of the funds transfer, but she lies to me. They threaten me a lot, and the way they do is real mafia's ways. It is ironic they are real. Brown, Cotton, Parker Green, James Miller are U.S. citizens.
Could you stop for a second when she says threaten me, and you're going, this is real mafia tactics? No, she doesn't get it. These are real scammer tactics.
And she has been threatened.
Every from when you were dealing with that scammer guy, when you were facing off, with you go with... You know,
well, her threats,
scammers.
Her threats have been even more egregious than that. I mean, they said they're going to show up to her house and kill her.
I know, but basically that's their MO, and she's not associating it to them being scammers. She's thinking associated to, like, they're being some sort of, they're real people and they're in some sort of mafia.
No, she thinks they're real FBI, real army doing this.
Well, yeah. That's what you just said that made me laugh, because she goes, and the irony is that they're real.
Oh, irony.
Well, oh, yes, isn't that ironic?
It is ironic they are real. Brown, Cotton, Parker Green, James Miller are U.S. citizens. Shame on them. Please report them, and they will be investigated. Idiot Melvin Santos are in charge of them. The United Nations guy is in charge of the FBI and the Army.
Oh, I see how that works. Uh-huh, sure. That's how it works.
I guess if you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't do your research, if you're not doing your research,
well, that, well, that,
not
that's
having a clear
problem.
Mind and not doing your research.
Right. That's the problem. People look to her as an expert who researched stuff because she put out videos.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, people consider me an expert. What are you going to do?
You do your research.
I do my research.
You do your research, you question, you re-question, you think, you re-question, she's not doing this.
Brown Cotton said that I will beg him. How ironic. I will report him because he took the money from the victims without taking any responsibility. Now, here's the interesting thing. Remember, originally she was brought to my attention because victims were saying that she led them to these people and they never got any money.
Right.
So she's pretty much admitting that.
Yeah.
She's pretty much...
And you got to give her a pass in a sense because she thought they were real.
Well, we have.
Yeah.
We, as of late, have been giving her a pass.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if we're giving her a complete pass, but...
But because she's so misguided, she thought they were real.
She goes, they paid the money for me due to the tax clearances, and then they threatened me a lot. Are they serving for the people? They are like criminals. No doubt you can see they are mafias. Now Eric Bohr, who's one of the Interpol guys, is a fucking big boy because he does not reply to me. Do you know why? He is a fool. Why not trace that idiot bank lawyer Morris Mariba? He's at the bank. It's almost like she has the opinion that she has to convince me that they're not only are they not only not real, that they're scammers. Like, I don't. It's almost
like you don't get it.
Yeah, it seemed from the tone, doesn't
it? But has she called the bank and asked if there's a Morris Mariba there?
We'll find out.
You know, wouldn't you do? You know, we will find out. But just right where we are right now,
just make the call.
Just
try.
Make the call. They're telling you the name of the bank. Just find it. The bank. Is there a Morris Mariba? Do an internet search of Morris Mariba.
Right.
You know,
or just. I'm sorry, but you know what? Their phones go all over the world. That's how it works.
You can find just about anything or anybody on the internet.
Of course.
You know, and if you're that concerned. And this Morris, and you're that concerned about this gentleman, you find is this guy real? What's the deal? Is the bank real? Does the bank have a record? But you know,
but here's the thing: when you have a certain amount of hubris, and you think you know it all, and we've seen that in this person,
yes,
you don't think you have to do that. And I've seen that in other people in the anti-scam communities where they think they know it all, and people say just because they know, if they say it, then a lot of people unfortunately believe it.
Now here's the deal: where I don't think it's hubris. What I think it is. Is it somebody grasping on the last hope that they have, and once this is gone, they're going to fall into depression. This is their last grasp at reality. I think it's more than hubris.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible. All right. So this is the conversation she had with IC3 Brown Cotton. So this is quite long, and I should have used a bigger font.
Want to borrow my glasses?
Yeah, want to borrow mine?
No, those are nerd glasses.
I
like the glasses too.
Now can I just tell this really quick? We're flashing back to my husband. I put on these glasses and they're new.
Yeah.
Because my contacts were bothering me this morning. And the first thing he said when he saw them, he goes, "Oh, nice nerd glasses." And so Davin says, "And did you say to him, nice, what did you say?
Abstinent pants.
Nice abstinence pants." That should have been my response. I know he didn't mean it, but I was like, nerd glasses.
No, yeah. I actually complimented you on the glasses.
Thank you.
Anyway, all right. So this is the conversation between her and Brown. This is her. No need to contact me. I will send out the info out because this is the truth. The truth is from all of you who destroy me. He responds, send it now. She responds, fuck off. I will. I am doing. Never contact me. You use me. All of you use my source to arrest the criminals. Ha ha ha. Go to hell. Burn in hell. I will expose everything you do to me. Now, here's the thing. She's still believing that these people actually arrested criminals on her word.
Yeah.
So she's still in. Yeah. She's still confused.
She's still on the hook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's sad.
Yeah. He goes, IC3 Brown goes, you will see yourself in jail. She goes, threats, ha ha! I will expose this to the people around the world who uses me. All of you, you try to kill me. You are a real killer. James Miller, Parker Green, Eric Bohr are killing me. These hunters are doing it because of you. You cheat on the victim's money. Do not threaten me, because you do this to me. Now, what we have done, we are giving her the platform.
Yes.
Because this woman was attacked. There were some people who tried to help her.
Right.
But by and large, this woman was attacked from all sides.
Everybody was really down on her and saying that you were a scammer.
It was a very bad place for her to be.
Sure.
Right. I've come in, and you know, where I guess the show has credibility with people is she talks to me.
Yes.
So we're actually giving her that platform to expose the world. Now, some could say I'm being used. You could say that the show's being used.
Well, we're not being used in the fact that we're getting to see the side, the backstory of this, and we're getting to understand the person. Basically, where she was, you know, you're saying, well, nobody's believing her, and there was a lot of people that were attacking her in the anti-scamming community. Pretty much the tone in the, you know, with ourselves and also in the chat room has kind of changed now from when we started the story.
There are still people that who don't listen to the show regularly, who should. There are still people who, and you'll see this in the coming months, I've had to get on because they make things worse by going at her. All right, so we'll continue with this. Do not threaten me because you do this to me. He goes, me? She goes, you. You took money from the victims. You are assholes. They hunt you, not me. I did tell the truth. Do not waste my time. I will send the info out. He responds in FBI fashion, fuck off. I feel bad that I've been cheating you from all these curses all
I love them.
She responds, because you kill me. He goes, send it and stop making noise. Would an FBI say stop making noise? I don't know. She goes, I will send it out. Of course, you are all mafias. He goes, go on. She goes, the truth. The funds will never be out and you lie to people. He goes, stop telling me. So she's kind of on to the game. He kind of gets the jig is up to a degree.
Yeah.
To a degree, the jig is up. The money's going
but
to stop.
You want to know something, though? He still has the upper hand because she's still under the guise that he's real.
You're absolutely right.
You know, I mean, if she said, you're a scammer, you're not who you are, blah, blah, the jig is essentially up. But as long as she still thinks that he's the legitimate person, game's still on.
You're absolutely right because there's still a chance to convince.
There's still a chance
absolutely
to convince, right.
She goes, lie, lie, lie. You lie.
Wait a minute. I wasn't clear on that. Can you go back?
Lie. Lie, lie. You lie.
Lie, lie, lie.
Lie, lie, lie,
lie, lie, lie, lie, lie, lie, lie, lie, lie, sorry.
That's what I was thinking.
Assholes. Funny, but assholes.
Sorry. Thank you. Where do we set up?
Well, the bikers have left, so set up anywhere you like.
The tent's free. All right.
No, nothing to eat. No, you're used to that.
Just guitar picks and broken dreams. I'll go right under there.
McClinton will be on later on. Just keep the stage nice.
And we'll be opening. So.
He goes, excuse me. Is it your funds? She goes, you are fucking assholes. So return the money to me. He goes, did you pay for it? She goes, the fucking certificates. I did pay for it. She goes, who? He goes, excuse me. He goes, who? Are you mad?
Are you mad, bro?
She goes, Japanese, $2 million. The truth, I do not lie. It is the truth. Why do I need to lie? The authorities asked me to pay. I did pay. Did I get the money back? Never. The hunters asked me who got money back. The truth is that no one got money back from all of your stupid ways. So I can judge you are not pro, but kill the victims. Fuck off. Never contact me. I will send the truth out. So, you know, I'm going to continue, but you just got to feel for this woman. And again, we're taking this on face value.
Yeah.
This has got to be very frustrating. Because you think you played by the rules.
Right.
You did what you, if you're her, if you believe her, she did try to help people.
She was trying to do it in good conscience, at least it seems.
And now everybody has turned the back. There's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
It's very, very frustrating.
Yeah.
Which is why, you know, when people, you know, I try to approach everything with this. Don't scream and yell right away.
Right.
There's a lot of times there's more of a backstory to see what's going on. Like if somebody's really crabby at work and they're usually very nice, you could snap back.
Right.
But if they're acting out of character,
you can take them aside and say, is there something wrong?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe something's going on.
Yeah.
You got to give the people benefit of a doubt. So he goes, send the $200 to Jennifer. Again with the money. She goes, never, I have no money. That is her who destroys me. He goes, you see. He goes, you will see yourself in jail now. I warned you. So again, threats. She goes, me? He goes, the information about terrorists is moving now. She goes, I'm sick of this scam. Me? Terrorists? Who? He goes, do not be killed. She goes, I will get killed. He goes, I warn you. She goes, because of you. He goes, okay, bye. I warned you. He's terrorizing this woman, which we've seen before.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
It is very scary. If you believe all this stuff, which it would appear,
right?
She does. She goes, so I will tell Mr. Melvin, go to hell. You destroy my real life. You make my life useless with Eric Bohr, James Miller, and Parker Green. Go for this. He goes, is that what you say? She goes, fucking funds, fucking scam, fucking gold bars. go to hell, you destroy me. He goes, what is scam? The officer wanted to come to ask for the payment here in Japan. Fuck you, assholes, gold bars. This one destroys me. You destroy me. I guess this is her, but it didn't come out that way.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like her yelling about what she's already given up. Or what are the gold bars about? I don't remember this part.
It was touched on. I was, you know, this is a common scam. This involved Miller, a common scam on the internet. And this one is pure greed, where you get contacted by somebody pretending to be a soldier. We found this loot in Afghanistan or Iraq, depending whatever war.
Right.
Found these gold bars. It's Taliban gold. It's Al-Qaeda gold. We want to get it out of the country. We don't want the authorities are going to take it away. Help us get this out, and you'll take a cut. We need this money for this, that, the other. This is a purely agreed one, so I don't usually feel as bad on these.
Yeah.
It's like, you're being a little greedy. You're free money? Really? All right. It's good luck with that. And then, I'm more inclined to go, the scammer's got to eat, too. No, I mean, I know I'm not supposed to be that way, but there's a lot of cases where I go, well, the scammer's got to eat, too.
Well, it's just like, now it's on you, because that's really just so stupid.
It's
shady.
They're
not even playing with your emotions. They're just playing with your greed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't have the empathy that I would where if somebody gets romance scammed once, where I go, all right, it can happen to anybody. You didn't know what to look for. You were naive. Your feelings were... I'll give everybody one in that scenario.
Yeah, but this,
you know,
is just like...
The Nigerian prince, the smuggling of the gold bars, it's just greed.
The Afghani gold, the Iraqi gold. Now, if they were talking about the Panama gold, I might be, you know,
Panama
willing
gold.
To help them. Acapulco gold. I might be willing to help.
And something about that, this is something we're trying to sneak out of the country. It needs to be covert.
Yes.
Let's put it on the internet.
And ask complete strangers.
You know, I really, really.
Who can I trust with this?
Who can I? Everyone.
Complete. You know? Everyone.
I'm trusting the spam filter will not catch us, and this will come to you immediately.
You know, and you, Secret Agent Devin, will be the one that I contact.
And once again, you, because emotion, believe me.
But this is an emotional one. I mean, the gold is greed.
Yeah.
I know. But on that end, and believe me, emotions can rule you and make you not think clear, where anybody would see something like that and say the thing I just said, you know, you're going to scare, really, and we're going to tell everyone, you know, but to hold
once
on,
a month, I completely agree with you.
Yeah. But to hold on to that glimmer of hope that they're real and I'm going to be vindicated, that's the motivating factor with everything she's doing. Once that's gone,
that hope,
she's going to be devastated.
Yeah.
That's why she's doing this. And everything, the one key breakthrough thing she needs to do is come to terms that they're not real.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's continue and see where we go.
Okay.
She goes, I use my company money. This is why I cannot be free. You destroy me. You never take responsibility. So now for the first time we're hearing she's asked her bosses or whoever she works for money to pay for these scams.
Oh, my God.
He goes, Because the money you have sent to Jennifer to get the funds cleared her name, she goes, do not tell me, Jennifer. She is stupid because she went there without confirmation. She makes me broke. So again, Jennifer's stupid. She made a mistake. Not Jennifer's full of shit.
Right.
Jennifer doesn't exist. Jennifer doesn't exist.
Well, there's somebody calling themselves Jennifer, Joe, I assure you. There's somebody typing as Jennifer. Brown goes, you hate her now. She goes, I'm sick of her. She make me use my company money, too. I'm trying to cover up the fees. He goes, how much? She goes, you destroy me. He goes, I will ask her now to send it back. This insult is too much. Really, is it?
Yeah, you think that's going to happen?
She goes, you said it is $200. He goes, yes. She goes, why not pay them? Fuck you. Just pay it by yourself. I do not believe in this anymore. You did this to me many times.
That's him talking to her. Her talking to him.
Sounds like a moment of clarity.
Yeah.
He goes, I sent the $100 I have. Really? FBI guys have got $100, really? Hope we can afford to get over the bridges and tunnels.
You gotta make it.
She goes, from funds in Hong Kong. He goes, you asked me to send it. She goes, and UK funds and gold bars, the funds in Australia, never-ending payment. You are an idiot. Well, not in this scenario. He goes, the funds are there. She goes, you do not know the truth. Go to hell. Pay for it. Fuck you. She goes, so you want to tell me you can't go and meet Jennifer? She goes, pay for it. I will never. She destroys me. You all. He goes, you are a liar. She goes, fuck you. You are a liar, not me. I paid 150,000 Japanese. I don't know what the equivalent of that is.
I don't know.
I think the yen to dollar, I think the yen is worth a little bit more than a dollar, but it's still probably about, it's way over 100 grand.
I don't know. I'm not going to figure it out right now. He goes, you want to kill the young girl? She goes, I did calculate it. He goes, how much is that? She goes, I also paid lots of money to Morris Maribe. Remember, that's the bank lawyer. I did put into the date about how much I paid. You totally destroy me. He goes, not me. She goes, you are a fucking liar. You are. And then here she quotes me to him.
Oh.
This is what I said to her. This is what me writing to her, but she quoted him. The Miller you talk to is a scammer. They are all scammers. The real Miller is happily married and wants to be left alone. Which reality do you prefer? The one where you were scammed by the syndicate and used, or the one where you know exactly what you were doing and are in on it? You have provided no evidence that these people are affiliated with any official organization. Therefore, I see no third option. She goes, wow, wow.
Wow, wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
Now that was her to him?
That was her quoting me to him. She continues, the Miller I am talking to is a scammer. Brown goes, you have a webcam? She goes, this is what Mr. Davin told me. Wow. He goes, he is scammer. I've been called scammer by so many people.
I know, it's like it's starting to just roll off.
But that's a smart move by him.
Sure.
So he's saying that I'm a scammer. She goes, why not tell him that he is a scammer? Ha ha, who is real? Who can arrest whom? Wow, you are a scammer. He goes, he should tell Melvin. You want to trigger war? You will see. This is Brown. She goes, that has nothing to do with why you profess to be in a relationship. Oh, this is, again, she's quoting him. That has nothing to do with why you profess to be in a relationship with him. This is in regards to Miller. That has nothing to do with you coming to the realization that the people you are talking to are a scamming syndicate sent by Mr. Davin. Wow. She goes, I can see the truth. I did tell him that his fake profiles are easy to do the research, Mr. Davin. That's what she's writing. The truth is that I found many mafias from his fake profiles. His fake profiles are good to do research, and I found how to bust scammers. This is why I can bust scammers fast. This is what she's saying to him.
That's what she thinks. Oh, can I interrupt you for just one second?
Sure.
150,000 yen equals $1,476 United
thank
States.
You. Thank you, chat room.
Thank you.
No, that was me.
Oh, thank you, Pippi.
Thank you, Pippi.
Fuck you, chat room. Joe's eyes bugged out. That positivity.
That was your beloved Davin.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yes.
You guys are free to fuck yourselves for many things, but that's not one of them.
Let me know the people in the chat room and the boys in the local chapter, all comments tonight made by my boss and positive thinker Davin.
Thank you, Joe. Okay. Let me get that tire print off my back. There's a bus that just ran over. Not that it's undeserved, but... he continues, okay. She goes, you are a liar. See through what people say. I've heard from several people. Oh, this is, she's quoting me again. I have heard from several people that you were in a support group for Miller and that you were, quote, obsessed with finding the real man. I also heard from a reliable witness that you tried to set her up with Parker Green and you said you were in a relationship with Miller. I continue. This is her quoting me to him.
Okay.
The people you are talking to are scammers and are trying to frighten you. You should immediately stop contact with them. No scam hunters are going to kill you. And then she goes, this is from fucking Nina Group. These hunters, they are creating this, but fucking Miller is lying. You too. Why not expose yourself? He goes, you see? She goes, you lie to me. You are a scammer. It appears like I'm having an effect.
Yeah.
And she's starting to make... All right. This is a very key thing right here.
Yeah. The light bulb's
she finally
going on.
Admitted... that they're scammers.
Yes.
Not that they're officials anymore.
Yeah, she's saying, oh, you are scammers.
I don't know if she's giving up the ghost on that, but
okay. Yeah, well,
but she's you know what,
maybe.
Though? And you're asking, you're also said at the beginning of this whole thing, I wonder what an effect that I've had on her. Because of you enlightening her, she finally admitted to them they're scammers.
He continues, no. She goes, the truth, you are a scammer. He goes, you are. All right. She goes, you are. He goes, you are.
I know I am, but what are you?
I was just about to say.
I mean, really. The fact that we have a, quote, anti-scam expert and an FBI man going back and forth. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I know you are, but what am I?
I mean, really. Even me and Joe at our most basest asinine behavior towards each other, it never devolved into this. You're a poopy head. No, you're a poopy head.
I would think last April of 2013 where it really hit the fan and you and I just could not stand. If we were on the phone as much venom that we had for, and that's we'd probably just stop and laugh.
Really, this is the best we got.
I can't stand you hit me. We do have to laugh at this. We're about to fight. You know?
Really. and we have no other adjectives.
Oh, that was it's funny. Like, right, it's no, like, furthermore, I'm sick of time.
Yeah, it's like, time out.
Hey, yeah.
I mean, like, I'm reading, like, ay vey. So she goes, you can see the truth for them. All of them say the truth. The Miller Eye Contact is a scammer. All of you are scammers. Go to hell. He goes, never contact me again. I will block you out forever. He said that in cap lock, so I raised my voice.
All right, now this
nice
is...
nice emoting.
Now, have you noticed... but you noticed how he kind of changed his tune right there?
Yeah.
I'm going to block you out. Not that, no, you're a scammer. No, well, we're going to come to kill. No, well, I'm going to block you out forever. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Game's over.
It's time to get out of Dodge.
Yeah.
So, she goes, a clever scammer syndicate. Do not contact me. He goes, no. She goes, I am fucking mad. He goes, it's only $200. Please believe me.
Got to get mad at went to him for balls.
Really?
Back to business. Enough of this yelling at each
Gotta
other.
Got to give him that one for balls.
About right. The money.
Yeah.
It's just $200.
Just 200 more. Come
I could
on.
Use some on the phone during the day. You get my margins up.
And I love this. It's 200. Please believe me. She goes, I will tell people the truth. He goes, you will get the money. Yes. Please believe me. He got the FBI begging.
Okay. Oh, my God.
And it's not the first time we've heard the FBI beg for $200.
Right.
All times are tough.
He she goes, never. She lies to me 3 times. He goes, she cries every day. She goes, I will never contact all of you. That is her problem. I did tell the truth. He goes, please. She goes, I have no money. She goes, she said you were right. She also said this the last stage. Yes, she is there. She goes, I do not believe in it. Never. Ask Miller to pay. He goes, after all, Miller is ill. Oh, they're always sick. She goes, you asked me to pay for his gold bars. He goes, please believe. She goes, why not ask him to pay for it? That is his problem. He goes, oh. She goes, when he is fine, he can pay. He goes, please. She goes, I have no money. Do not contact me. He goes, Jennifer needs to go back to UK. She goes, just let her go back to UK. That is her problem. Got a point there.
Yeah.
He goes, she cannot waste the money for transport. I didn't know getting from point A to point B is a waste of money.
I know.
But apparently Ann Jackson can waste the money for transport. Ballsy. She goes, yeah. That is her problem. He goes, please. The student paid you. Please. The student paid you.
Can I say something?
The student?
She's got students. She's a teacher.
Oh, boy.
Can I say something? They know that she is so emotionally involved that he can have free reign and just frolic over these things that he's asking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't have to choose his words. Okay. Oh, send the money. Why can't you send
They're
money?
Used to her temper.
They're yeah. used
they
to
know how. This is just Anne being Anne again. Let's get her back yeah. on track.
And the funny thing is that once she called them scammers, she immediately goes back to where they were. These guys know it. And yeah. they're not on the defensive. But he was on the defensive after that one send he was called a scammer. Four sentences later, he's back,
right
at
back
it
to
again.
The money.
Ballsy, looking for money, tell yep. him, why don't you contact him? She's falling back in the pattern. No, I don't want to talk to her. Instead of going, no, you're all scammers. I'm done with all of you.
Yeah, you're she's right. still talking.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Lisa in the chat says, then Jennifer better get started swimming.
I do think I've started to cause a problem for this syndicate.
Yeah.
I think, and then other people tried before me with Jackson. I'm not the first one to try to intervene with her. People
right.
that were close to her, anti-scammers
yeah.
that were close to her tried. I'm not the first one to say these guys are full of shit.
Right.
But it seems like now, talking to me because I let her talk and everything,
mm-hmm.
it seems like maybe a little bit of a light bulb's going on. So we'll continue.
She's coming to the conclusion in her own time.
We'll see. She goes, I will never send money. He goes, help her. She goes, never. I have trouble. He goes, $200. She goes, do not contact me. He goes, it will be solved. She goes, never. He goes, yes. She goes, all of you destroy me. I will have problem. He goes, no. She goes, this destroys me. Fuck you. He goes, please. She goes, even it will influence my job looking. Go back to UK. There's nothing to do with me anymore. I will publish the truth. You all destroy me.
I'm very worried, not that I'm worried about her, but I'm concerned about her talking about she has taken money from work to do this now.
Work? We're hearing something about students coming from Brown, so we'll have to see where that goes.
Well, maybe she gets money for teaching, and he's saying, well, I know you just got your teaching money, so cough it up.
We'll have to see where this
goes. He knows
goes.
A little too much. But
he knows a lot.
But and also, the
well, she trusted him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, you're a thorn in his side because it seems to them that you're advising them now. Number two is, like I said before, she's so engrossed in this that she could fall back, and he could, instead of being on the defensive, trying to list the ways why he's legitimate, he's just considering asking for $200. You're on the fence like that?
Yeah.
You're not going to start continuing to ask for money.
No.
I mean, it just shows the balls and where they know that they have these people they're scamming.
Yeah. Yeah.
She goes, this is the truth. He goes, never. She goes, you do for 2 years. 2 years. They've been working on her.
Jeez.
He goes, no. Me? No.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, you, stupid. She goes, think about what I said. If you were me, you would know the truth. You are like mafias.
Yeah.
He goes, never. She goes, the way you do to me. He goes, I know how you feel. Good tactic. She goes, never contact me anymore. He goes, I cannot do anything bad to you. She goes, you did it. From the gold bars, from the funds, the way you did to me. You all hold the money. I paid you. Never return to me. Fucking mafias. When Miller wants money, Brown goes, since you insult me, I will cease contact with you.
Can I stop you for a second? Who said you can never do anything bad to me? Or I can never... Did he did?
Brown said to her.
All right. Now, stop. He just threatened her.
Yeah.
He just threatened her.
He's scrambling. He's scrambling. They obviously know they can play mind games with her. They're just trying to find, all right, that didn't work. Usually when we go to this works.
They're going to the
playbook.
But the thing about it is they know she's so emotionally involved and not using common sense that they could, he just contradicted himself.
Yeah, he did.
And by the way,
he just dropped his guard.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And by the way,
she doesn't even notice.
Our FBI guy does not use the word cease. He uses seize. Anyway, I will cease contact with you, because you are mafias. Never contact me anymore. He goes, you never sent me any money. She goes, this is all you did to me. He goes, I did send mine either. Okay, bye. He goes, Ann, can you send $150 to Jennifer? James can send $50. I talked to James. Are you there? we're bartering down.
Yeah, now he's like, okay, so $200 is too much, so how about $150?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. She goes, do not contact me. I'm looking for one more job. He goes, okay, excuse me. She goes, never contact me. Go to hell. We'll continue. I don't know if we're not going to get through all of this stuff in the 22nd today because we do have to go to Africa.
Yes, we do.
We're all over the place today, as we always are. He goes,
Datelight Japan.
Yeah. He goes, you cannot send for the poor girl you asked to go to Scotland. She goes, It is just only U.S., and then she X's out the amount left. He goes, told you what? She goes, the funds will release to me, but never. He goes, what? She goes, do not contact me. Fuck you, assholes. Go to hell. She goes, how much left? He goes, how much left? She goes, I will expose the truth. He goes, how much left? She goes, never contact me. He goes, you will see yourself in jail. Back to the threats.
And 3 minutes ago, I would never threaten you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how about 150?
Now, I don't know if they're all from the same date, these things. She kind of sends it to me in chunks.
Yeah.
This was all just in one email. She goes, this is a fucking scam. He goes, you, me, you, I don't know what the hell he wrote. She goes, I will go to jail. He goes, asshole, yes. FBI. She goes, you too. He goes, you are a criminal. She goes, go to jail. He goes, idiot. She goes, you. He goes, thief. She goes, you use me. So we've evolved from.
Oh, now we're actually using words.
Yes, use your words. She goes, you use me. He goes, you used me. She goes, you are a thief. He goes, you know how much I've paid, motherfucker? Sounds like the FBI to me.
Yeah, sure does.
How many times has the agent showed up and just called me a motherfucker?
Yes.
I know an FBI agent. I'm going to see if I can make him say motherfucker this weekend.
He does if you don't bring him a beer into the hot tub.
Well, maybe this happened.
All right, let's work on this.
Have
now.
The girl in Scotland bring you a beer. She goes, I will show you what you said to me. He goes, show me now, bitch. She goes, fuck you. You will go to jail. He goes, you will. She goes, you make a lot of mistakes to me. He goes, in Japan, you will see. She goes, I will tell people the truth. This is devolved. So here, I just want to put this.
Yeah.
You have your anti-scamming expert and your FBI. FBI. Do you understand, you people who felt, this is what you were believing.
I know. Next word, don't even tell me. Next word is, you mama.
we should play a game with this. How many fuck yous and assholes? We should play a drinking game with this.
Oh,
that should be the drinking game.
Which couch do you want, Joe? Because we'll never get home.
The listeners can do that. We need you guys sober.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't need them sober. I need you
sober.
Well,
you know, yes. It's funny because you look at the the obvious picture. This is an FBI agent and an anti-scammer. No, this is a poor, confused, delusional woman talking to a scammer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Well, when you put it in that light, it all makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah, that is completely rational.
He goes, you too. Delete me now. Delete my contact now, asshole. She goes, I will, of course. He goes, you want to take Jimmy's funds, criminal. No, he goes, excuse me. You want to take Jimmy's funds, criminal. She goes, who? You, not me. He goes, your generations. I don't even know what that is. She goes, that fucking Miller. I will show the truth. He goes, Miller is a good man. She goes, because I did tell Jennifer. He goes, you are wicked. She goes, fuck you. He goes, sent poor girl out. She goes, he is wicked, not me, fucking Miller. She goes, you like it better with the curses?
I do.
It's a
so
filthy show with the curses.
He's very supportive of Jennifer.
Yeah,
as any FBI agent would be.
I understand. Well, the poor thing got hit by a truck.
Sure thing.
$200 will solve the problem.
They'll buy one. Of course, in the fucking street.
Well, Lisa says, there's nothing better than sparring with a dumbass scammer with their oh-so-perfect language and syntax. Yeah.
Try scamming with Joe when he's on sparring with Joe when he's on the soapbox. We use similar language. Joe got me to lose my temper last week. Shut up, asshole.
I know. I was like, what?
Yeah, but here's the difference. You're real.
Sort of. Enough people have called me a scammer. Don't worry. So she goes, he's wicked. Not me. Fucking Miller. He goes, Jennifer will swear for you. You are very mean. She goes, I did tell the truth. I did tell her everything. Who is wrong? Your Americans never take any responsibility.
Wait a minute.
She's from Japan.
Yeah, nobody here is American.
No. She's saying, you Americans never, because this is still the FBI.
Oh. So she's, okay.
So they still have her.
She still thinks he's an American FBI agent.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes. The madness continues.
She's just repeating your, essentially when we said, I'm going to retract what I said a couple of minutes ago, where I said, "Well, she finally made the connection. They're scammers." No,
nope.
She's reading her words. She's just reading your words.
Yeah,
she's reading it. She's not believing it.
Nope,
that's a problem. Seems like somebody wasted their time.
She's still drinking their Kool-Aid, not yours.
A little bit of both Kool-Aids.
Yeah,
so she's kind of in limbo.
Yeah, she's really mad and she's motherfuckering up.
She, you know what though? She's not. She's no.
Understanding.
She's having this cool, but she's not drinking yours as much for the simple fact she said he was a scammer. However, now she's saying you U.S. citizens are all the same. Is still alluding that he's in the FBI.
Yep.
Yep.
This should have been called "You scammers are all alike." Yep. If she was believing what you're saying, she's just repeating your words, maybe to try to shake him up. But she's not all in with their scammers.
No.
Well, maybe I brought the wrong beverage. Maybe I shouldn't have brought Kool-Aid because my milkshake brings all the Japs to the yard. I should have served a milkshake instead of Kool-Aid. My bad.
I don't know. You're gonna have to go to the liquor store and get some heavy stuff because she's not drinking.
Maybe this weekend. he goes, she also struggled for money. This is why China wanted to destroy Japan.
What?
This is what he's saying.
Okay.
She goes, I will call FBI. He goes, call now and go to jail. Money laundering. She goes, I still remember what Eric said. No need to pay. He goes, fuck off. She goes, only pay for this. He goes, Eric will arrest you. This is the Interpol.
Yeah.
Eric will. She goes, I never see the money. Fuck you. He goes, he is in Japan. She goes, go to hell. He goes, you too. She goes, I will.
Is this the story of transcripts of my talks with my wife? Sounds like every morning at my house.
Oh, God, Joe.
We can do that segment.
You've heard that segment.
I certainly have.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
You have.
Lisa says we need to skip the Kool-Aid and move right to vodka.
That's what Joe was saying.
Yeah.
She goes, I will tell the police too, of course. He goes, go now, asshole. She goes, come to police station. He goes, Eric will come to your house. Thief. She goes, ask him to come here. Why not? He goes, he is there. He will visit you. She goes, good. He goes, and shoot you. She goes, I am waiting.
Wow.
She's kind of calling this bluff, which is what you love to see.
Yeah.
He goes, criminal, okay? I know your address. She goes, of course. By the way, go to the police. He goes, your house. She goes, I want to show him to my police. Fuck you. He goes, your police? She goes, you are criminal. She goes, they are near where I live. Why not? You can send $150 to Jennifer. He goes, if anything happens to Jennifer, she goes, why me? Fuck you. He goes, I'm adding my own intonation.
Yeah, I know, but it's just like, who's saying if anything happens to Jennifer?
This is the most ridiculous conversation.
The FBI is.
Oh. Yeah, if anything happens to Jennifer, snicker, as if anything could, because she's invisible.
No, fuck you. You go to hell.
He goes, you'll suffer
my
for it.
House.
Yeah. She goes, gold bars. I paid lots of money. He goes, yes, they are there. She goes, you destroy me. She goes, I do not believe in you. He goes, you sent criminals to James to kill him. He goes, you sent criminals to James to kill him. She goes, you did this to me. He goes, you will see. She goes, who sent criminals? He goes, you. She goes, do what you want. He goes, and Thailand people. She goes, never contact me. He goes, go to hell.
So, and there you have it.
Maybe we can get through this quickly. We'll see. We'll try to get through. Well, maybe you guys mind going a little long tonight?
No, yeah. Just as long as you add in all the... I mean, is the rest of it... Fuck you.
That's
no,
the end
screw
of the
you.
That's the end of the conversations.
Okay.
So now it's emails between her and not me.
Okay.
So this is what I tell her after all this. I go, they have threatened you. Truthfully, I do not think they can harm you, but I do not know what information of yours that they have, and I do not know the reach or location of this syndicate. You should go to the Japanese police and give them everything you have in this manner. They said you laundered money. Did you? Even if it is unknowingly, that could be serious. I have no idea how the Japanese authorities handle such matters. If you think you may have laundered money, you should consult with an attorney. At least you are beginning to realize you were scammed.
Yeah.
That is step one. And then I go, this was published a while ago. The style of writing is yours. And are you wasting my time? Then I find a link. Because I searched Morris Mariba, the banker, and it's a link where Mariba is listed on an anti-scam website.
Oh, boy.
And she writes to me, Mr. Davin. Their conspiracy. This is a murder case. UK funds is euros 800,000. They want the funds, and they want to kill me. They destroy my real life. This is what I see through, and I want to expose. If you think it is a scam, report them. You will get the right answer. They are real from USA. These two soldiers are your country heroes, but they are mafias for me. I like the FBI, but the truth is that brown cotton destroys the image of FBI.
Oh, God.
I did call the head office, so you can call. Why not? No matter what I say, they are real, but the way they do it is fucking mafia ways. And she goes, I have to go to bed because I need to work tomorrow. Please Google the Yorkshire Bank. That is me who posted the story about the funds transfer. So she admits that. How to do funds transfer? I asked the specialist of money laundering. The fees for tax clearances must be paid. If you do not pay for it, it will be money laundering. This help will be the job from bank lawyer. Google the bank address. It is a real bank from Yorkshire Bank. Soldier Miller has high blood pressure. Parker Green
What?
Parker Green went to London to visit Jennifer after coming back to USA.
And Jennifer's on her period. Mm. I mean, yeah. What the hell has this got to do with anything?
Well, no, but that's why they're saying why he's sick.
Right. Brown Cotton has a hangnail.
Parker Green went to London to visit Jennifer after coming back to USA. He's a good soldier. Then she sends me Morris Maribe's information. Esquire, ESQ Morris at consultant.com. Yorkshire Bank sends me the address and his email address and the phone number. She goes, check the bank address and send the mail to the bank. Call him. That's what she says to me.
Okay.
I go, they are scammers. I searched Morris Maribe and found what looks like your writing from 2013 in which you list him and the others as part of a scam. Click on the link yourself. The only thing I can find on Morris Maribe is that website I sent you. If he was a real bank lawyer, he would be listed online. Show me a credible place where he is listed. This is how an email address ends for somebody who works at that bank. At ybonline.com. .co.uk. That's their handle for somebody who works at Yorkshire Bank. So
right.
It's a real bank.
Yeah.
But that's real. I'm giving how it should end.
Yes.
I go, consultant.com was deemed unsafe by Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
More lies. It is very clear to me that you were never in a position to help victims. You are unaware of the tricks scammers use and do not know how to detect them. Please never consult with a victim again. This would be best for you and the victim. I'm starting to I haven't really done this with her yet.
No, you're saying, no, you're dangerous. You got to stop.
Yeah.
You don't know how to do this.
I go, you need to do research. The question with you is where it has always been. Mm-hmm. Are you a victim who is naive and should not be helping other victims? Or are you part of this and now wasting my time? Every search linked to the Yorkshire bank number you received is tied to a scam. And then I give her a website.
Right.
If you have an IP address for the emails between you and the various scammers, send them to me. You said you have them, so send them. If not, my involvement with you is finished. I try to help you, but you can't provide AKOs. That's what every military officer has. It's an email address how the military can track him. I try to help you, but you can't provide AKOs or email IP addresses. My advice is to stop talking to these scammers who are never who they claim to be, and never, quote, unquote, help a scam victim again.
Right.
And she goes, I do hate them, but I want to say they are your country heroes who fight for the peace in another country. She goes, the truth, Parker Green got attacked by the Taliban and got treatment in the USA 2 years ago. He's a good soldier. James Miller got a bullet in his chest. He got treatment, did rehabilitation in the military hospital. That is truth. They paid the fees for me. I do not lie. Here is the home address Miller sent to me before. Stacy Moore, and gives an address in Oklahoma. In Kansas. I go, then I respond, the real Miller is in the Army, not the Marines. None of these people are officials. You have been scammed. They are probably in West Africa someplace. Of course, if you wanted me to know for sure where they were, you would send me their IP addresses, wouldn't you? Fine. Where is their home base? The real men might exist, but you're not talking to them. You're talking to people who pretend to be them. You know Miller and Green, you claim? Ask them or give me their AKOs. And then with the Stacy Moore with the address, I go, she is most likely a mule. That's somebody who handles money for scammers. Miller should be able to give you his AKO. And that is February 22nd.
Wow.
I told you, brutal truth.
Yeah.
Am I right to do what I did?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's really the first time.
That you said, look, I've heard what you had to say, and I see what you sent me, and you don't know how to do this. You're dangerous.
But during the middle of that, she was still with the contention that they were real.
Yeah. But now she's trying to convince me. And that's not a good place to be.
Now, Sharu says in the chat that I don't know if she meant she. She said he's still scamming on FB. Oh, she's talking about her own scammer. Sorry, never mind.
She was doing something that had nothing to do with our show.
No,
you for bringing that to everybody's attention, people.
No, they were talking about, you know, being scammed in the past and, you know, wish they had heard about the show before they had been scammed.
Well, you know, again, I got to blame the listeners on that.
Oh, nice.
But not Trucker Tom, because Trucker Tom sends out a bulletin every week, God bless him. What I love about Trucker Tom's bulletins is, and Pip and I discussed this one time before the show, Trucker Tom has, like, his own fan literature. like Trucker Tom adds what he thinks we should be doing or might have done. It's like, you know, when they used to have, like, the Star Wars books, like, you had the three movies, and then, like, other fans or authors would write, like, alternate stories. That's what Trucker Tom does with us.
Oh, yeah, he puts on Facebook, okay, tonight they're going to do this, that, and the other thing, and we're like, we are?
we almost considered time and told him when we saw, like, the fourth mic of the show.
Apparently, Tom's writing show prep much different than the one I'm giving.
Yeah. Actually, I like the show prep for me. He said, today, I was supposed to be dreaming of kittens. I was I like his show prep for me.
So, I agree with you guys in the chat. Everybody should hear about this show.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Tim Sabian did, but he can't help us in present.
Yeah.
It would be at the point.
But you know what? You know,
he's sitting at home talking to his love scammer right now because he's not at work.
That's possible. Seriously, you guys got to listen. We need you guys. But, all right. Should we do some Belinda?
Absolutely. We owe it to them.
Okay. Yeah. Whoa, whoa. Always and forever.
Guy scored for Belgium. Oh, my
God. It's a celebration dance.
Oh, my God.
Not too much. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. Or maybe they do. The white guy.
Yeah, the white guy.
The white guy.
The white guy.
The white guy scored for Belgium. All right. So, when we last left off with my beloved Belinda, she needed a job.
Mm-hmm.
She needed money, I should say.
Yeah.
She saw her kid's future slipping away, played on the heartstrings, and it was debated whether I'm like the best boyfriend ever,
right?
Because I was like trying to help her get her job, or just a pain in the ass to scammers because I'm offering. I'm going, hey, Google Craigslist. There you go. Hey, Ghana.
I know.
Ghana Craigslist. So that was debated.
Yes.
I don't know where we came out on that, but that's where we left, right?
Asshole. No.
Oh, that was where we always wind up.
Yeah, that's how all the stories end up.
It's April 4th, 2013. She goes, what's up? I go, not much. What's up with you? She goes, not much, just hanging in there. I go, feeling any better about things? She goes, not really. I go, have you made any decisions about what you will do? Because she really didn't want to work.
Yeah, no. She didn't want to look up your job at all.
Some would argue she is working right now by talking to me.
That's true.
She's already on the clock, Gavin. Give her a break.
How, you want me to moonlight? Really, asshole? This is cut into my other job, the one that you're part of.
That's cool. She might slip. Look, I got a job. I can't moonlight. I mean, well, Jesus Christ. Times are tough.
You know how many hours I put into you, asshole? How long have we been online today?
I already work hard for the money.
Well, no money. Not yet. I go, have you made any decisions about what you will do? She goes, I think I want to stick with my dressmaking. There's a job, but it's going for those who can really design clothes. If I had finished learning, maybe I can get it. I go, so what will you be doing to increase the amount of work your sewing brings in? She goes, finishing learning the dressmaking will be a huge boost. I get customers who want me to sew, but because I have not finished learning, I can't do it for them. So you have no skills, but customers are just coming. You go, you look like you can sew. All right.
Yeah, and she's like, well, there's this job, and as long as I continue learning, then I can go get it, because they're going to hold the job open for you to finish your learning, sweetheart. Yep, that's how it works.
Could happen. She's got nice breasts. Whatever.
Well, you know what? Yeah, no.
She does.
I'm sure.
All right.
They don't hold the jobs for those.
I don't know how they think. We do in this country. We won't give you birth control after we knock you up, but we'll hold the job for you. And enough of that. Anyway. She goes. Yours. It's your name, stupid. You should know what your name looks like. I'm yelling at myself because.
Oh, okay.
It's my name. I didn't know who wrote it. Asshole. Pay attention. See, Joe, I'm not always positive with myself either.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
I go, what about learning with an established person who does what you want to do? On the job training. She goes, yeah, that's also good. But you have to pay for what you've been taught. I go, well, maybe you can trade your skills for knowledge, since there are things you can do. Add in answering phones and cleaning up, and you could be valuable to somebody.
Right.
I'm trying to help here.
Yes.
Trying to help. Joe, trying to help. What? I'm not trying to help? I'm being positive, Joe.
You're being a pain in the ass.
What?
She wants to get money, and you're trying to get her a job.
She wants a job. I'm trying to help. She said it.
She's like Wonder Woman deflecting your ideas with her golden bracelets. No, no, I can't do that. Ding, ding, ding.
Like a good scammer does.
Yes.
Or a lazy bitch. Support me. I will not. She goes, those kind of things are non-existent here. It's either you are working or learning. I go, so what are you going to do? So that's what's got me thinking. I don't know what to do. I'm in a fix. I go, okay. You're a big girl. You'll figure it out. She goes, I've been trying to do that. I'm finding it really difficult. I go, I could tell you what I would do, but it occurs to me we are very different people, you and I. You need to figure this out for yourself. She goes, what would you do? I go, it does not matter. I am not you. She goes, just tell me. I go, fine. If it was me, and things were as dire as you say for costing yourself, I would get off my butt and get a job. Any job. First, I would see if I could get something in the field in which I wanted to make a career. If not, I would take a bad job. I would take care of my child, make sure I could pay my bills, and put aside as much money as possible to pay for my education. I have been where you are. I have never asked anybody for anything. I have always just worked my hardest in the face of big challenges, like a real American, the type of American Joe Curry could support.
Wait a minute, what? Lisa says, fake Davin, that is cold.
That is correct. Finally, you have to be another person to agree with my thoughts.
I don't know if that's more about you or me.
I want you to be scammered all the time when you pick my thoughts.
Well, my alcohol was going to play nicely into your weekends.
Joe was actually saluting.
He was, which means so much from non-military. Well, although it's always good to have the McIvey's blessing, the general's blessing.
Yes,
that's true.
Very good.
I go, I've always just worked for my hardest in the face of big challenges. It is kind of where I find myself now, again. But we are different, so you need to do what you think is right. She goes, okay, thanks for your advice.
Dipwad. I mean, honey.
I don't think I was wrong.
No, but she's got to be
not
irritated
eyes,
with you.
Right.
Not in Joe's America.
You get out, not in my
China. America.
Oh, that should be a... not in Joe's America. That should be a
stupid. It could be.
Not in Joe's America.
I can see that as a
Joe's
Facebook
America.
Meme.
Oh, I'd love to do a video
where every football team has a racially insensitive name. Joe's America.
Joe's America. This is perfectly fine.
Where liberals are actually get neutered.
Yes.
The pussification, where if you're a pussy, you actually have a vagina on your head. Yeah. In Joe's America.
Good what? Morning, you son of a bitch. Good morning. Off to work we go. We're rocking the dollar. Uh-huh. Let's pass the slackers. They disgust me. I'm sorry we can't find jobs. We will try harder. You damn right you will. You're in Joe's America.
Joe's America.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Some would say Hitler might enjoy Joe's America.
Hitler would probably go, look, you got to calm down.
It's a little much.
A little much.
Stalin's like, dude.
Hey, I want my dream is to be quoted on a billboard next to a Bible passage.
Well, we've clearly seen crazier things happen. Quote, not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah. Yes. Quote by Joe's America.
Yeah.
Joe's America.
Joe's America.
America.
I go, I only gave it to you because you asked. Otherwise, I would not have said a word. She goes, what's wrong? You seem different. I go, how do I seem different? She goes, I don't know, but it seems you have changed. I go, you can't say I've changed without giving me an example.
You're not coming forward with any help or cash. I mean,
well, that hasn't changed.
No, you haven't helped with any cash, but you're just like, oh, pick yourself up by your bootstraps.
I am. It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You listen. You hang out with Joe Curry long enough.
Joe Zimmer.
And this is April of last year, so I was in no mood for bullshit.
Holy cow!
Oh! Yeah! You picked the wrong time to try scamming me, lady.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
When you put it back in context, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
She goes, the way you talk to me has changed. At first you were gentle. Now you are straightforward. I go, well, when it's time for romance, I'm happy to be that way with you. When you need some straight-up reality, unfortunately, I have to be that way to you. Both come from the same place.
Okay, I'm going
to
stop you for a second. We're wondering if, you know, if there's been, like, Davin's been traded or something like that. I think you've got the regular person that's been doing this.
Yeah.
Because
you think I got the girl? Or who's ever playing the girl?
Yeah, and I'll tell you exactly why. Because basically you said, you've always been so supportive. Now you seem very stern. If you weren't following along with all the emails and stuff like that, or the messages...
Well, I mean, they can show the notes. We've seen that they don't do great with that, but, I mean... Yeah.
But they don't do great with that, but,
they don't.
You know, that's a lot of stuff to know that you've been supportive, and now suddenly... So how if you were just, you know, doing this for a little while... And I'll give you an example. We had that one, oh, God, you know, I don't know if it was a replay I was working on or an actual show maybe we did a couple of months ago where we felt that Davin was traded to somebody else.
Yeah.
We felt that a couple of weeks ago.
Was a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. Okay, stay correct. A couple of weeks ago where right after you said
the tone
you worked
was
for
different,
the FBI,
yeah.
Right, where the tone was different. If that was that person, that sentence wouldn't be there.
Right.
Okay, good point. Good point.
I agree.
I mean, do you think I've changed? I don't really think I've changed. I think I'm completely in character.
You're still in character, but you are being a little bit more stern with her.
You're being stern with her. Hoo-hoo, Robin. But you're being stern. But I'd let her go to work, Howard. That's right, Robin.
Sure. Why not give him one other meaty to be the king of all?
But
scammers will do this on a show.
But the basic thing is you are being more stern with her, and she's picked up on it, where you had that person a couple of weeks ago. They would have said, well, thank you for your input. You know, I will see what I can do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No,
I'm saying.
He's right. They're back to that person, girl or pretend girl, but they're back
to that
person.
Somebody's back on the clock again.
And they wouldn't have noticed that change in your tone if they hadn't been following along very carefully.
Well, I go, I have to be that way with you. Both come from the same place. She goes, okay. Now, interesting, she spelled out okay this time. I don't usually get a lot of spelled out okays. I go, what okay? I go, you say okay when you do not wish to argue with me or you're going to be submissive. What are you thinking? Then I go, guess you're busy. She goes, had to log off. Bad internet.
Uh-huh.
That old gag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things are not going well.
Old gag.
I go, okay. I go, so you're upset with me? She goes, I'm not. I'm just tired. I'm just thinking, when is all this going to end? Where is my help coming from? I'm really tired.
Where's my help coming from? Translate, cha-ching.
Yeah, where's my help coming from? Right. And...
I don't know. Go to Facebook.
yeah, right?
There's and some other stooges you got on that page you won't let me on.
Yeah, the last thing she needs to hear is this job shit from you.
Yeah, really.
You know what? I'm working for this, you asshole.
Lisa says fake Davin is being harsh and she doesn't like it. I think so.
I said tonight was going to be brutal truth night.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I'm delivering, right?
Yes.
I go.
Oh, no, he's going to tell me I look fat in these pants. Great.
I can't get past those nerd glasses. I go, if there's one thing I've learned through all of my troubles over the past few months, it is I am the answer. I put myself in my situation. I alone will fix my situation. At the end of the day, I am all I have, and I am all I need. In Joe's America.
Joe's America.
Wow, okay.
There's no government handouts in Joe's America.
Not in Joe. You work for a living.
You work till you die.
You need medical care? Go to the hospital. There's no Obamacare.
She goes, okay, but I just hope things will get better. I go, I understand. I hope they do as well. Well, you were tired, so I'll let you go. She goes, that's not it. I'm tired for my life. I go, okay.
Sympathy.
I go, what am I supposed to say to you? She goes, I don't really know. I go, what do you want from me? She goes, I just hope you can help me finish learning the dressmaking and design so I can help, so I can work on my own. That's all I want in life right now.
And that requires money.
How can I help you do that, honey?
Is exactly what I said without the honey. I could tell looking back, I was not in the mood for this nonsense.
Right.
Well, this was back April.
No, I just wasn't in the mood for her. But okay, then April 4th. I go, and how can I do that? Because I know what's coming here.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes,
you know, it's funny. He slips. I don't need one more person fucking this show. I mean,
I'll fire your ass too.
I mean, sweetie,
you think I can't replace you with another scammer,
honey?
I'll find a scammer who can make music intros for bits. I'm done with this porn shit.
Oh God!
Fuck you! Fuck your scamming and fuck Joe Curry. We move on.
Mr. Davin. Anne, is that you?
Hi, Mr. Davin. I have gotten this. Not what I was looking for. Don't you read emails?
I said clearly, if I'm going to entertain this, I need to know your musical abilities.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
I can make dresses.
I can't. Oh. A dress doesn't fill airtime. Yeah.
It fills a waistline.
Or I fill it. I go, and how can I do that? She goes, I don't really know. Anyhow you can.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to make you say it.
Yeah, it's like with Channel 13, you know? Any way you can help us.
Would you like a tote bag?
Yeah. You're gonna...
With a picture.
That would be funny. You said to the check in a Channel 13 tote bag.
Channel 13 is our local PBS station.
Oh, yes. Right,
yes. Or send those, send a request for money, but also send those little return and those return address stickers
labels
for the envelopes.
Kitties are dying.
Kitties are dying.
She goes, I don't really know any how you can. I go, well, you think I can, so I thought you had something in mind. She goes, can you help me at least finish the course I started?
Nah.
Mm-hmm. I go, how do you want me to do that?
Uh-huh.
Could you please send me some money?
Ah! There we go! There we go! There we go!
Oh, my God.
There we go!
I think I just came. I was waiting for that money grab.
It sounds like that. Applause. There we go.
There we go.
30 hours of you poking around there. There we go.
Meanwhile, Mr. Helix is somewhere going, how did they do that?
Both of them? Why, Iota?
It was a simultaneous orgasm on our show.
I'm coming right over there. First, I got to pack this tent, and I'm heading over there to kick your ass.
Clean up this field.
Pack this tent and sleep. Shit, there's no food here. God damn. All right, now I'm going to
put all these drums in cases, and then I'll be right over.
Joe, before you take your bows, you figured this was coming, but you thought this was coming a couple of months from now. You didn't think it was coming this quickly.
Well, you know, the thing is, it was leading up, and basically each story. I mean, they'll take you down weird paths, David. I mean, we just heard the whole thing with the...
somebody calling in with the congratulations.
News research. But we've heard this with the Ann Jackson thing, where this takes whole twists and turns. They twist and turn it.
Yeah.
And they're trying to find out what will work.
Yeah.
What will get to you. What will get your sympathy.
What presses your buttons.
And this whole thing right now, she's got you in, and now she's luring you in with the sewing thing. This is when she shit her pants when he's telling her about a job.
I know.
You know, shut up, stupid. I've been
working up to the money grab, and you're talking about Craigslist?
Right. No, Craigslist, really? You go on. And then she starts with that school and leads up.
The chat room erupted in cheers. They're like, there it is!
What a bunch of... They're happy that she's asking for... What a bunch of despicable people
but
you are.
We all are.
But here's the deal, too.
Bunch of creeps, every one of you, yeah, our fans, and my co-hosts.
You know,
Think Davin's not happy about this.
I would love to see them going, who had 10 months? Who had, you know?
And in a way, as a devil's advocate, on her end, okay, believe me, you're in positions where you're trying to ask for something or reach out and do something or let somebody know something.
Right.
And sometimes the circumstances aren't good.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to run with what you brung. And in a way, if she was a scammer, I feel bad for her in a sense of a scammer, as she's got to ask for this now when you're in no mood for bullshit.
And all
the times I got to do this pitch, he saw Rizal, he got in a fight with Stupid back in the States, and now I got to ask the question.
That's
now,
like great. Together.
You know, like, because they've been through the whole thing where I love you, I'm so sensitive. There's been none of that during this whole conversation.
No, we haven't had that in a little while.
Not in a little while. You're questioning her to get a job, and now she's got to make the money grab now.
And I made her come out with
you
it.
You made her say it. I got to tell you that in the chat, when you just got that phone call, Trucker Tom says, it's Obama calling in to congratulate fake Davin, like the Super Bowl champs.
Very good, Tom.
Davin, you did an honorable job. I think he's been doing good.
Lisa said, look, we wanted her to be genuine, but we knew it was coming.
Still be genuine. Uh-huh. We don't know. Still genuine.
Horseshit.
No.
Horseshit. And, but like I said,
we wanted her to be genuine. We wanted her to genuinely love fake Davin.
Yes, we did.
She still might.
She picked the wrong day to hit fake Davin up. And Trucker Tom says, it's like asking to use Dad's car after bringing home a shit report card.
Tom's on fire.
But
she's loving
this
moment.
But you got to hand it to her. I mean, there was no lovey-dovey, sugary stuff that we've been hearing. She had to go in under not the most optimum operating conditions. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Marine, you got to take that. That beach.
She goes, God almighty, listen to the mood he's in, and now I got to make the pitch today. Really?
And there's a guy down the street holding up a sign. Look out, Davin, here comes the money grab.
Yes. Well, you know what? She could have backed off when I wasn't receptive right away.
Got it, yeah.
I'm very good. She could have backed off when I wasn't receptive right away.
She could have.
She should. You know what?
Her manager
she
said
should.
Today.
Maybe.
Yeah, it seems like there's orders.
Because
enough with this stupid. It's been long enough. From
her eyes, where she is, what her deal is... Today would not be the day.
And
if I was her, I would go, you know what? Today's not the day.
He's giving me the you got to do it yourself. I can't ask today.
I can't ask for money today.
Apparently it's time to write some porn and move him.
Apparently she got called upstairs.
Yeah.
And you know,
she's like, I don't care. I don't care what kind of mood this dick's in. You get the money.
It does seem like there's new marching orders.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So let's continue.
She got called upstairs. Yeah.
Well, I go, well, you think I can? You think I can, so I thought you had something in mind. Can you help me at least finish the course I started? And I go, how would you like me to do that? She goes, could you please send me some money so I can finish the course? I go, how much? Anybody want to guess?
$1,500.
That's an expensive course.
Wow, that's a lot. I was going to say $300.
$1,500 and $300. She goes, anything you can.
Oh, that's not fair.
This is Channel 13 you again.
You're not going to get a tote bag with that amount.
I could just see, like, the whole the Davin's Den logo. There's Davin on his phone. Sure. No brown cotton. Hi, I'm Joe Curry for Davin's Den. There's scammers out there that need your money, so we can learn a trade. Give what you can. You might go.
The scammer hotline.
Yeah. Well, Joe,
why don't you help a scammer today? For just $1,500 a month,
or what
you too can help a scammer buy 15 iPhones, new Jordans.
Yeah. See this hole in this garment? It needs to be stitched.
Oh!
Thanks to your dollars, it can be, you know?
The chat is making wages. They're wagers. Lisa says $2,000. Trucker says $301 because he wants to get right over to me.
Let's make
price
a deal.
Price is right.
Sharus is $500, and just as you said, he goes, and yes, I'm using the Price is Right rules.
Papa, I go, how much is the course? When does it start? Where is the school? What is the name of the school?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, it's not really a school.
Huh.
It's a dressmaking shop where dressmaking is taught. You can start any time. You can pay.
Look, it's a school. You can start, that's guitar lessons, okay?
Right.
That's fucking guitar lessons. Yeah, he's a guy. He's my buddy. You know, he plays. I've seen it. You know.
Yeah.
You know? It's not a school. You know, I go to his house. He shows me some chords for an hour. You know?
It's a woman with some needles and thread.
It's guitar lessons. You know?
I go, what's the name of the shop?
Yeah.
They got to be thinking, enough with the questions.
It's like, oh, you dick, just give her some money.
But you want to know something?
Try to make out the check.
They know you. They know you. You're an asshole. You're going to call it
out. Now, Joe.
Bullshit. You're going to call the school and enroll her yourself.
Yeah. We'll continue.
you could be looking for the curriculum online. You know?
Prick. I love you. Oh, good boy.
In Joe's America.
In Joe's America.
Where nobody gets free tuition to imaginary dress school.
Ooh, I can cut right there in about another year.
Oh, my God.
I go, what's the name of the shop? She goes, it's called Abbey Creations. It's an Accra OSU. I go, okay, how long is the course and how much more do you have to finish it? How much is this going to cost me? She goes, it's 3 years. I've learned for 1 year already. I go, how much will year two cost me? She goes, I really don't know. We'll have to find out. Let me ask the manager. Hold a sec. But the 1 year costs 250 CDs. That's,
which is what we need to make.
No, no, that's Canadian money. And I think one CD equals $5. No, it's like something with $5.
I'm going to find the translation.
It's not a lot of money. 250 CDs. I'm thinking it's like $25. That's what I'm thinking. It's 250 CDs. I go, fine. I will contact them and see what I can do for you.
You're an asshole. Good boy.
Now, how many did she say?
250 CDs.
All right, let me say. Oh, I say CDs. Yeah. Okay.
She goes... No, not the ones I listen to. She goes, okay, thanks. I go, maybe then I'll make it to your...
$83.
It's not a lot of money.
No.
It's a really poor money grab.
It's really low.
Well, which makes you think maybe the shit's legit. No. The money is so low.
Maybe they're chump changing. You start off small, wind up big.
Right.
$83 for this month. It's going to be $200 next month. Maybe, Christ, another by the winter is probably going to be up to a grand.
Yeah, but with all this... Funny, I have no money. Wouldn't you just try to get the big hit and get away from me? I've driven you nuts.
What did you just say?
I have no money.
Maybe she figured it's easier to hit you with a small amount than a larger amount.
Possible.
The odds of her you sending it's a lot better.
So I go, fine, I will contact them and see what I can do for you. She goes, okay, thanks. I go, maybe then I'll make it onto your main Facebook page. Because remember, I haven't been on the main Facebook page. Remember?
I don't want to jump. I'm not going to jump ahead.
She goes, you're important in my life, and that's more important than any Facebook page. I go, that may be, but it still bothers me. I feel like a dirty secret in isolation. She goes, I thought you wanted us to keep this a secret. Nevertheless, you will be there soon. So how long will I have to wait for you to contact them? I go, I never said you have to keep it a secret. You have told your family who are on there. Meanwhile, you add people all the time. Guys, mostly. You say soon all the time. I will contact them in the next few days. I will tell them I am contacting them on behalf of Belinda Prisca Abbey, who would like to continue the education she started with them. She goes, I didn't start there, but I want to continue there. I go, where'd you start? She goes, the people didn't understand me, so I don't want to continue there. Hun, do you trust me? Old scammer trick here. The trust thing. We haven't seen this in a while.
What do you mean they didn't understand her?
I don't know, man.
I wouldn't even leave a basket. No, this is where we're making a dress. But I want to make a bet. No, look, they don't understand me. What the hell?
No, she had a different creative vision than they did.
You're fixing a hole. What the hell? You're putting a
fashion design job.
You're putting a button, I guess.
It's not like Tim Gunn is swooping into Ghana.
Oh, make it work. Make it work, Ghanaians. Make it work.
They certainly are trying. I go, I did not ask why you left. I asked, where did you start? What do you mean they do not understand you? Because Joe's going to ask.
I don't care, but I know Joe's going to ask.
A year later, I know Joe's
going to... I'm on the show, too, Jesus Christ. I need to know things.
Not at this time, you might not have been.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, I was far from it.
You're lurking in the chat room like a creep. You were doing that.
No.
Are they going to say bad things about me? Not with you in there.
I was only in the chat room after we had the trip to Virginia. And I was back in the chat.
No, I think you were in the chat the first day.
No.
Yeah, I think you were monitoring to see if I would say something bad. I think you were.
Oh, I was. All right.
Yeah, exactly. You're a little creep. Hey. Yeah, with your little loiter copter.
Hey, when I did the Dick Eldorado show, I wasn't nasty. I said nice things. I just moved.
All right. Anyway, we'll move on. Joe's America.
Joe's America.
She goes, mostly went late and because of Kasha, and they criticized that. I go, what was the name of the place? She goes, Patty Lux.
Patty Lux.
Patty Lux. I go, okay.
They're next to a bakery called Patty Cakes.
Oh, God. And you say my shit's terrible.
It was, but it was it was timed right.
I was.
It was. I go, okay.
He's exhausted.
We're
by
all
us.
Getting tired. Hold on.
She goes, do you trust me? I go, of course I do. It no longer matters if I trust you, though. I have to go run some errands. Bye. She goes, what errands? And I signed off. So, did I give you what you wanted tonight?
Yes.
Yes. Big payoff tonight.
Yes,
there we got the money.
I know a couple of our members of the Den Pen where they wanted some more action.
let's think about this. When was that? There was April of 2013.
April 4th, 2013.
She, the whole thing asking for money from her.
It's been since January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the ring, which wasn't money, was the ring. Mm-hmm. Before that, it was 2012 when they were asking for money for the orphans and shit like that.
Right.
And I
the orphans, and then the computer was before that.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, this has always been nagging us. In her mind, she was going to get the money, and then she came clean.
Yeah.
So this isn't, It doesn't make sense.
Still confusing.
They're very good at brainwashing.
Maybe. I don't know. Am I brainwashed, Joe?
No. No. And that's what's frustrating them. Because, a lot of people, well, I need the money. And that check would go right out. I need the money. Well, I'll call the school. Let's see what's going on. I'll enroll you. when he went? Oh, it's not as well. We'll go. It's next to that patty cake bakery. We'll call right in. I mean, just give me the damn check, for Christ.
Yeah, and then getting involved in every damn thing.
Then,
just give me money.
She's at the computer, right? And the boss is going, well, did you get the $200? You don't understand what this asshole's doing to me. You got to... I want to... Shut up.
It's like 83.
Joe is actually now in her... Joe actually feels bad for her now.
With the boss over him, how we make it out with you don't understand it. The asshole wants to call the school. What do you want me to do here?
have you written poor? Not in a while. Maybe you should.
Yeah.
Maybe that would help out.
Bring Dixon back. Do something.
Keep this in mind. She's doing the money ask knowing I work for the FBI.
The thing is now, I don't know if she believes you about that.
No, I don't know.
But I mean, how about the person down in booth number 3? They could be the school. And go ahead and call.
It's
good. You're absolutely right.
It's on a personal level. On a personal level to help her. And she's trying to, you say they work at the FBI. A lot of people from all walks of life get involved with this, get sucked up into this.
Sure.
So I bet there could be some people on the FBI that are FBI that may be swooped into this.
I would hope not.
Yeah,
I would hope not,
would
but
hope
just
not.
You're just from the human element of it.
But they've got to be so much more paranoid than the average bear,
But the thing about this is, we're saying, well, she knows I work for the FBI. We just heard the whole Ann Jackson thing where she's calling him a scammer outright, telling what Davin wrote, blah, 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 and he is still in the middle of battle asking for $200.
Yes.
Well, for you to turn around and go, but she knows really works for the FBI. Really? You saw what happened
about
35 minutes ago?
You bring up a good point. They're very tunnel vision.
They're very tunnel vision.
It's about the money.
Yeah.
They just don't want to go down my tunnel.
Yeah. They should sell Amway.
There's a train coming on them tracks.
Oh, well, Sharu says, but fake Davin knows voodoo.
That's
ooh.
Very good. Ooh, Sharu's catching up. That a girl, Sharu.
Yeah. Oh, she's gone back and she's heard out. Well, everything.
You gotta love that
Thank
amount
you.
Of free
yes.
time. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You don't know. You gotta see the way my house looks. I haven't cut my lawn. I've been working on it. Thank you.
No, I think she's actually listened to the full shows.
Good girl. Even better.
Yeah, absolutely. Good for you, Sharon.
But listen to the clips, too. I work hard.
The clips are very good.
Thank you.
One of the clips going up this week, I think, is one of our best. You're gonna like it.
Oh,
yeah.
Hysterical.
I think we got a lot accomplished in Japan and Africa.
Wow, yes.
I think we did good this week.
They're very happy.
Yeah, I think basically what we've learned is how they prey, the prey on people, the emotional level, and the bravado that in both situations these people
you know
have.
What I learned? The most important thing I learned from this is what a bunch of creeps my co-hosts and our fans are, because when she asks for the money, the place erupts. like Santa Claus is coming. Yay! She's a creep!
Oh, it's just having one of your suspicions confirmed.
It was just so delicious. It was just very funny.
It's like watching a it's the same thing as watching a suspense movie.
Yes.
There's going to be this big moment, and the whole reason you go to the movie and sit through the damn thing is to wait for that moment.
Uh-huh. Well, kids, you'll just have to tune in next week as far as that's concerned.
Yes, we have to hear what goes on after the money grab. Ooh.
Tavis is going to start his own design school in Ghana.
Yes, I'm like, why don't you go to school in my school?
Mr. Dobbins.
Mr. Dobbins.
Yes.
All right, let's thank some folks,
yes,
shall we? Success Martial Arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more. 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Or check them out at smacenters.com. And, of course, this is their Goshen, New York location. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache. They'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue, Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com, and when you call, don't forget to ask them about their next comedy night. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagels of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again.
Right.
Maybe I should send Belinda some bagels. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel.
Well, she's looking for dough, but not bagels.
Funny. As they feature extensive variety of cream cheese and spreads, and even offer low-fat choices, Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials, like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and Russian dressing. Oh, no, excuse me, and smothered in homemade gravy. Or the Bronze Bomber, which is a square knish, not one of them round knishes. Corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut.
Oh, you're breaking my heart, mate.
Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli is great for you when you want to eat out or order in. Have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of this very show, you get 10% off. Surf Easy's VPN for your iPhone, Android, or computer is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. Perfect when Facebook is doing their snooping and doing the shit they do. Surf Easy wraps all of your data in bank-grade encryption, prevents hackers, snoops, and even your ISP from spying on your online activities. Use it to secure public Wi-Fi hotspots or any time you want to remain private. Surf Easy also hides your location, IP address, and other trackable information from websites you visit. Take back control of your online privacy today with a free account from Surf Easy. Sign up at surfeasy.com or download it from your favorite app store. Side-spreading productions for comedians, DJs, murder mysteries, karaoke bands, celebrity impersonators. We got it all. Side-splittingproductions.com. Call us up. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Next week, I'm very excited about this. Returning to the Den. It's been a long time.
Yes.
It's been over a year, maybe 2 years. Sensei Ferdico, Success Martial Arts.
Yay! Yes.
We'll be back in
awesome.
The Den.
Yes.
We're going to be doing, he started this new anti-bullying initiative, and we actually had some bullying stories that we wanted to get to, so we're going to have Sensei Ferdico.
That's great.
In here for that, so that's going to be good. Sensei Ferdico is always a lot of fun, always
yeah.
has a lot of cool things to say.
Cool guy.
You're going to want to check that out. Also, we'll definitely do the Belinda, probably do the Ann Jack and stuff.
Whee!
So, man.
Yeah, yep. So next week's shaping up to be a really good show. You really want to be here.
Yeah, absolutely you do. Like we ever have a bad show.
Right.
Anyway, so listen, 4th of July is coming. So, you know, be careful out there.
Yeah.
Can I make a quick plug?
Oh, yeah.
Thursday, I'll be at McGuire's Comedy Club with Kevin Downey Jr. and John Mulrooney. McGuire's Bohemian, New York, 8 o'clock show. Go to gubs.com for further information, or you can check it out on my Facebook page. Thank you so much.
And really quick, we want to say happy birthday to Trucker Tom, whose birthday is on July 5th.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Yeah, he's going to be away, but we say happy birthday
we'll
now.
Raise a
Tom
drink
will be delivering his load on vacation.
Yeah. We'll raise a drink
good
to
boy.
You at the compound.
Yeah. What?
We'll raise a drink to you at the compound.
And then stagger into
and
the
if
pool.
Anybody listens to the compound shows, there probably will be a live from the compound show.
Remember, this is the one where I challenged Joe to prove to sucker cock. So you want to get that on video.
Oh, boy.
Ustream.com, live from the compound. We'll probably be doing a show. Davin's then Anthony, and we'll probably all be in the drunk.
So happy 4th of July to our American friends.
Yes.
And to our friends in England, you can suck it.
Just another day to work. Go to work that day.
Yeah. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us, you
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening. Thanks, guys.
Good night.